In Ukraine's east, the war rages on. Along the front lines live thousands of Ukrainians now enduring their sixth year of conflict.
Mir. Mir.
We need peace. Everyone says you need to sit down and you need to negotiate. Peace. We need peace.
Marina Pugacheva runs an organization in Mariupol that helps Ukrainians caught in the conflict, many of them elderly and vulnerable.
The two main problems are survival itself and also unemployment. This is because 70% of the land is either heavily mined or it became no man's land.
Ukrainian authorities say as many as 270 civilians have been killed in landmine explosions since the war began in 2014. The dangers have forced 1.5 million Ukrainians to flee their homes. The refugees are given around $100 a month by the government, barely enough to pay for a home. Mariupol has received over 100,000 Ukrainians who have fled the war or abandoned their homes in rebel-controlled territory. In the shadow of the city's sprawling steelworks, priest Volodymyr Koskin has watched the conflict unfold and laments the deep divisions that have emerged.
Everyone is united, first of all, by faith and hope, because any conflict or war comes to an end. Faith teaches us that sooner or later a person will have to look into the eyes of his former enemies.
For now, there is little sign that either side in this conflict is ready for reconciliation. Many civilians living near the front lines haven't been able to vote in the election. Some aren't registered. Others are unable to reach polling stations. Pugacheva says their plight has received little attention.
I don't think they have this issue on their radar, because these people are not their electorate, so they don't care.
The colourful campaigns in Kiev seem a long way from the bleak reality of life on the front line, in a conflict with no obvious end and no easy answers. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, Mariupol, Ukraine.